Blog Talk Radio.
Go from San Quentin. We're all excited you're here, Stephanie and Mason Light. One thing I do have to tell you before you enter, they have a no hostage policy. To me, unlike the event that you are taking hostage, the state will not negotiate the release in exchange for the release of an inmate. Agree with that?
Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. This is Saints and Sinners with Stephen St. Anger and Steve Hamilton on AltCon Radio. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Saints and Sinners. I'm Steve Hamilton, one of your hosts. I have Di with us right now.
Hello.
One of the hosts of the Red Wine Show on Friday night. Or excuse me, on Wednesday night. I'm trying to move your show, and I have you. Hey, Di, let me let you in on a secret. You're moving to Friday nights. Totally out of sorts. Our other host isn't here. I don't even know what's going on right this second. He's not here. He's not responding. I think he's ditched us.
I would certainly hope not. How
I blame
dare
you.
He?
I blame you. Stands out there on Twitter going, great opening. Hey, way to go. Nice opening. I couldn't even hear the first part of it. I don't even know if I played it twice or not. Did you hear?
You played it once. It was all silence, and I was not going to speak. I was saying nothing.
Diane has been trained in the subtleties of BTR's total F-up when it comes to how they do shows. No, it was showing on the studio is actually playing. And I'm sitting there watching it. I'm going, it says it's playing, but I don't hear anything. So 20 seconds in, I'm like, I guess I'll stop and restart it. And if people hear the first part about everybody being hostages at San Quentin, too damn bad.
And if you heard any purring, it was my cat.
I was going to tell everyone that. It's definitely the cat. It's the cat. This is supposed to be a kind of a Twitter after dark, and Steve St. Anger is what his name is.
So you may know him. Keyword is what's going to happen to him when you get your hands on him.
Absolutely, I don't know what the hell's going on. This dude's not calling in. He's supposed to be on the show. I think we're being taken for a big a big joke here. I think he's pulling a ruse on us.
It's April Fool's Day again.
It is, yeah. He just waited 3 days to pull this one. I'll get them.
Well,
oh, wait a minute.
He's okay. Oh, you got a call?
Yeah, this may actually be our other show host. Is this Steve St. Anger? Is this anyone? This is what happens when you just take calls live on the air and you don't bother to check on who the hell they are. Again, I always love to say this is a professionalism that you come to expect and love from AltCon Radio. Thankfully, we will be switching to another venue for our weekly dissertations, the brilliance that we like to share with all of you, here within a month so that we don't run into these problems. That was not Steve St. Anger. I don't know who that was. It's just someone calling in. Someone calling in to listen. I'm gonna take it as that.
Probably. Oh, Steve, where
the one
are
person,
you?
The one person that's on the show tonight is our host.
Where is he?
I have no idea. He.
Unless he, maybe. I hope nothing happened. That's first and foremost. I hope nothing happened.
Yeah, screw that. The show must go on. I don't care if he fell and broke a fucking leg. The show must go on.
Oh, you're terrible. No.
F this personal crisis
bullshit. I hope
he's okay,
because he's very excited about this, though.
Mm. Yeah. Personal crisis my ass.
And
But when he comes on, we have a great show planned.
I know. I know.
So, what do you got planned for Easter? we got all kinds of stuff we could talk about here ahead of time. We actually have several things we're going to talk about tonight. We have a good friend of mine, Sarah, who's going to be coming on at the halfway point of the show once Di ditches us because she just doesn't want to hang. She's going to come on and tell us the A mindset of whole Memories Pizza and the RFRA business. We're looking forward to that. We're going to talk about, oh my gosh, we're going to rip this apart. There was an article that was out there this week on the 12 reasons that men aren't getting laid by conservative chicks. We're going to rip that one to shreds. And we've got a few other things we want to talk about.
Was that on Salon.com, perchance?
No. This is like some libertarian thing.
What?
No, I'm not kidding you. No. Oh my God, no. This is big time libertarian deal, and she's serious about this stuff. Why guys aren't getting laid by libertarian ladies? That's the name of the article. The 12 reasons.
Well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, we'll. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll talk on that. We wanted you
could
on here
be
tonight.
The breath for hands. I don't know.
We'll get to it. But I'm going to tell you right now. Whole, I'm the princess and thou shalt not touch the sacred land. Part of the sort of the theme that rolled through the entire article there was enough to make me go, I know why you're not getting laid, lady. But we'll skip that.
Uptight bitch has something to do with it.
Yeah. No shit. Oh my God! I almost sent her a thing saying, "Would you love to come on crap that you put out there?" But I'm sure I'll hear later, and maybe she'll want to come on. I didn't really care. I don't really care after reading the entire article and then being referenced to the 7 things that make libertarian women such a great freaking catch was her follow on or actually a previous article that she wanted to put out there and say everybody should read this shit now. I was like, F everything. We'll roll with it here.
Like, I wouldn't do you if I was celibate for 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, the general theme of the show, yeah, I wouldn't do you with bonus dick. I just that's where I was.
To defend himself.
But he's not. Here it is. It's supposed to be his show. He wanted the show. He wanted to do this. He has absolutely no love for us.
I'm so hurt.
And great. Okay, hold on. Hey, LL, is it you?
Yeah.
Laura Lee, folks, who, by the
Laura
way,
Lee.
Is the host of Balanced Dirt Sports here on Ocon Radio. She does shows, especially during the football season on Saturday nights. And we're trying to put together for the draft, which is going to be like next month. You up for that?
Yes, I am.
All right, no shit. How are you, Laura?
I'm fine. I am picking Kentucky to win it all, and I was trying to listen to y'all, but I couldn't hear y'all for anything for a while here at the beginning. I wanted to wish you and Steve, good luck, and where's Steve?
He has totally ditched us. This guy has no balls. In fact, I think the entire show now is going to be the Bona for No Balls show. This is what we're going to force him to change his handle to, Bona for No Balls.
I'm so surprised he's been so hyped up for it,
I don't know what's going on. It's totally blowing us off.
Well,
All right, but you're going to still do the Saturday night shows on sports stuff. We've got about 120 days now till college football kickoff. Thank God for that.
Thank you, God, yes.
Yeah, but we've got the NFL draft coming up.
Summer gone?
No, oh, screw your summer. Hey, screw your summer. That's what I said.
I'm in my front yard.
look, yeah, I know. It's all the people up there that are still getting snow, here's the deal. You don't like all that shit. Don't fucking live in Boston, okay? I mean, this is the deal. You want spring? Live in Virginia or some shit. We have this beautiful spring going here right this second.
Y'all have spring.
We're about to start baseball season.
Yeah, baseball's opening. Y'all, seriously, we had snow a few weeks ago, and then the other day it was 87 degrees. I would like to have something in the middle. I don't like, it's hot to cold. without any kind of in between.
It was 61 here yesterday. I had the sunroof open, short sleeves on.
Pretty, yeah.
And today it was 37.
Oh my word. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
And it was freezing. And we're getting 3 days of snow coming up this week. I'm like, really? It's April.
But you know what? I thought the Di was going to be hosting the Alcon Radio Summer Retreat up in Maine.
I am.
Okay.
What? There's no. You confused like summer and Maine. Summer and wherever the hell it is she lives up there past north of the Mason-Dixon line. Don't you guys have snow year round?
No.
Yeah, I think you do.
We actually have.
What'd you end up with this year?
90 degrees.
What'd you end up
day?
With this year? You live in, yeah, you live in snow shit north of whatever the hell. You ended up with whatever, like 140 freaking inches of snow or some shit, right?
Yeah. We're down to about the last 24 inches in some spots. But it's a slow melt, which is good because that means it's not going to be a major flood season. And I've been through those.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
We have certain
yeah.
sections of our town that get shut off that you can't get from one side to the other because all the bridge is underwater. Oops.
Now, let me ask this. Is Boston Harbor? No, how would you say that? Boston Harbor. Is that completely like
Harbor.
Now like one big iceberg? Have they dumped everything in there?
They actually were dumping snow in there, but they got the approval from their DES staff saying that they could do it.
Yeah.
But it's Boston Harbor.
Harbor. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My Northern Yankee accent isn't.
Harbor.
Haba.
Haba. Haba. Boston
yeah. Haba. We're not nailing that one.
Yes, but, you know, with all the, it can go with all the sewerage, too, so, you know, it's all good.
Yeah. So, okay, but Lorelei, you're going to come back. You're going to do something for the draft, which is next month, right?
Yes.
And I'm already starting
yes.
to see some stuff out there. And and then what? You're going to pick up for what? For college football? Are you just going to skip the whole damn summer? Are you going to blow us off?
Probably.
That's nice.
No, you're not. You're going to be calling into our show, too.
I was going to say, I'm going to still be kind of like an unofficial correspondent for Red Wine. It just
That's
kind of
right.
depends on what we've got going. I really do want to talk College World Series when we get there because that's always a fun thing. For me, is College World Series. And I am really kind of – I'm looking at different issues that are happening right now in college, like the whole bowl games that they're trying to add on to expand it to this crazy number. And like I told you the other day, that's like giving a participation ribbon to everybody who shows up. It just – it's ridiculous. It's almost like the bowl games just aren't that big a deal anymore because anybody can get them with even a mediocre record.
Mm.
So – I don't know. I may come on from here and there just to talk about rant about some issues that are coming up for NCAA. But till then, yeah, you know me. I'll be focusing on college, do a little bit of pro. And I'm thinking for you and my male listeners about having a cheerleader corner and, like, highlighting different
oh, yeah.
professional cheerleaders. Yeah, I was
oh,
thinking
yeah.
about doing something
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
Absolutely. Hey. Hey, and speaking of horny, you guys down there in Texas just picked up a new coach, a new basketball coach.
Yes, sure did.
You got Shaka. Yeah. You got Shaka. I even played the music. I'm sorry. Did anybody ever see the movie? I he's been here for years in Richmond, but I cannot hear his name without thinking of, you know, the music from that movie about the, I don't know, what was it? Shaka. From down in Africa, Shaka Zulu,
yeah. No, it makes me think of
Shaka Khan.
That's what I was going to say. I was thinking Shaka Khan. I was thinking Shaka Smart, Shaka Smart. You know. So anyway, yeah. Now the thing is that the university can start plugging. We're strong and smart, you know, in UT athletics. So we'll see how that goes.
We got Shaka.
So yeah, it's gonna be fun to say that. So yeah, pretty exciting. I think that's great. I don't know. It was just kind of like. mom's just been there forever. I didn't see that.
Are you having difficulties?
What are you doing?
No, good.
God. You're so
I was playing the Shaka music.
Dang. Okay. So, yeah, so that's what's going on here, but I will definitely be back for the fall, and I think about what I want to do to make it different. If that, but I will have a new hottie coach list because we've had some shakeups in coaches as well, and it will just everybody's going to be so surprised. So, yeah, shakeups to the hottie coach list.
All right. So, and the hot cheerleaders.
Yeah, that gives it some balance. You know, I have my hottie coach list, and then if I have a little cheerleader corner, that might, you know, that might just kind of have something for everybody.
Right. I am going to assume at this point that you know, Florida is like dead on the side of the road someplace.
Well, I hope not, but this is very odd.
I don't care if you got like a broken leg and you're bleeding from the pelvis and you know you're freaking like paralyzed from the neck down. You can text.
I just hope he's okay, because
I really do hope.
Yeah,
I do hope he's okay, but because it's straight. I mean, here we are. We're about 15 minutes in. I wasn't even planning to be on the show. I was just calling in to say hi, but I'm happy to come in and.
We can cover off on some of the things that Bono wanted to cover off on. I mean, we could still do this as the man show, which is two chicks and a guy. Bono wanted to cover things that Bono wanted to talk about. We do have several things. These are completely Bono wanted to go. Bono wanted to do all this in honor of Bono, who's not here.
We'll help you out the best we can.
Oh, okay. The genitalia nicknames.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yes, that's a Bono topic. Uh-huh.
Yes, one of his lists for the ladies. Actually, I've never heard of half of these. You guys can correct me. Perhaps these are things that you ladies refer to lady parts on your own and don't tell guys this. I've never heard of these. A bacon strip?
Nope.
No, okay. The finger warmer.
What is this?
I don't know. Some of these. The fur burger. That one at least makes sense.
I've heard that one.
Fuzz Muffin. I think we're all familiar with the Velvet Gold
Mine. We're familiar with that one.
The Velvet Gold Mine.
Oh, my word.
Let's see. I'm trying to find some here that are slightly different that we may not have heard of before. The sausage slot. That one just is. That's a little crude. That's a little too crude for our show.
Oh, please.
These are all things. Folks, I just want you to know, these are not things that I approve. These are things that Bono wanted to have on the show tonight, so I'm doing this all in on earth. The Cabbage Patch, the Slickety Squid, old mossy Face. That's got to be my favorite right there. Now, wait a minute. I'm sure you ladies come up with names for, you know, the parts that you vote with. And we'll talk about this voting business here in just a second. But do these aren't those? Those these aren't, you know, in your secret private time?
That we call it that?
Yeah.
No, you call it that.
When women
like
are
that.
Talking to each other.
They call it
women
a
are talking to each other. You don't say, you know, I got to get a trim around the old mossy face.
No, you call it a chotch.
A chotch.
You call it up here, a chotch.
A chotch. Is that a regional? It must be,
because that's not what we say here.
Okay, what do we say in Texas?
Call it like a vajay.
A vajay. What's the going term in Texas for I'm going to go get this shaved, waxed?
Well, it depends. If you live in a house that is not on wheels, you would say cooch. And if you live in a house that is on wheels, you would say cooter.
Scooch on wheels cooter. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So I just want to make sure there's that distinction in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. not Pikachu. Not the catcher's pet. Not the whiskey biscuit. I can't believe they don't use the term snack box.
No.
All right. Okay, but they do have, I will say this, they do have this list, in this list here, they do have these things. You may have heard some of these. These are what they apparently, some people refer to men when they're referring to men. You may have heard some of these. The Staff of Knowledge, I like that one.
Alrighty then.
Yeah, let's see here. Vlad the Impaler.
Oh my gosh.
The Third Arm of Justice. Here's the deal. You know, came up with both of these lists. You can tell already, right?
Yes.
Because for guys, it's all like, right? You know, testosterone. And for because guys came up with all these lists, but these lists aren't made by women. That's for freaking sure.
So a woman would sit there and say, "Oh, microscope and tweezers, gotcha."
Yes. Oh my God. Because that's the thing, isn't it? You guys like to just go, I'm going straight for the manhood when I want to put you down. I you know, guys are like, that's like, seriously, you know, because we get all upset, right? If you got guys on Twitter and they use, you know, twat or the C word or whatever, like, we're reading all this shit off and I still say this, the C word. But you know, you can get all offended at them, right? How dare you say this to these ladies, right? But y'all can easily just go for, you got no dick, you got no balls, just pow, right there.
Yeah,
teeny weeny. I like that meme you have, Di, where it's like she's looking to the little
angle
glasses.
That one's the best. I think I can see it. Sorry, Steve. Did we offend you?
Oh, really? Yeah. No, I'm simply reading. I'm getting points in the chat room of telling me that I'm being gross. I seriously wasn't even. I was like, you know, this is what the other Steve. By the way, folks, if you're listening tonight, there really is another Steve. I swear it. He does exist in this world. He hates me. He set all this up so I look like, you know, a freaking idiot. But, yeah, I may spend the rest of the show just bashing him. You got a really hot gay chick coming on here in a few minutes, and I'm gonna spend the entire time talking with her about why she won't do him.
I think he's afraid. Right.
Right.
And said, I think he's afraid.
He's afraid, yeah.
He better be afraid.
Seriously. Well, so what's going on in the chat room? What are they saying? Are they having some...
I'm offending everyone. I'm offending everyone. Wait a minute. Hold on. We have a phone call. Hold on. Let me take this phone call. I'm actually going to take this. I can't take it live. I'm sorry, but he's calling me. Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Mona.
That's him.
Yo, dude, you're supposed to be on air right now. I'm on the phone with Mona right now, folks.
You're on the phone with him?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, this is
right. Mona's going to call in 5 minutes.
Huh?
Is what I'm hearing from him this second on the phone, because that's what he's telling me, even though he's not telling me that.
He says he's going to call in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, so Bona is now telling me on the phone. He's actually hearing this firsthand from me while I'm telling you guys on the air. Yeah, Bona, call in 5 minutes. Go ahead and call this show. All right.
Maybe he thought it was Central Standard Time.
No.
He did Eastern, though.
we're going to get when he gets on air is that he fell asleep.
Oh.
Are you serious? Yeah.
Showing up for late for your first day of work, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness. That is so funny. And he never falls asleep. Or he, like, he's always awake. Oh, my goodness.
You better put him on probation.
Hey, you know what? Di, here's what I want to know. What does it mean when he calls you Sal?
Sometimes a lady.
Sometimes a lady.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally could not figure that. And I love that you call him Smoochie Poo. That just cracks me up.
You better be calling him like he's late for fucking show.
Yeah. I told him. I said he better be in a full body cast like Tom Brady.
He's not in a full body cast. I told you guys. He's passed out on the side of the fucking road someplace.
Nah, he's just passed out at home.
Yeah, no shit.
He probably did a bunch of shots.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah.
So here,
here
we are on the show. Here we are. Here I am. You know, meek, mild, hammy, right?
Oh yeah.
This is me, and I read his list of VJ names.
And I'm sure you're blushing too.
I am. I'm so embarrassed.
No. Lies.
Lies. They're all lies.
I hate myself right now. Hey, look at this. It's the star of the show, Bona Fortuna, Steve St. Anger. Evening, sir. How are you?
I am great now, honey.
I bet.
Hey, wait, sleep off the hangover.
No, and it's not even anything like that. Unbelievable.
Dude, seriously, your only excuse at this point is you've been getting laid for the last 27 minutes.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be a great story? I wish I could tell that story.
What are you fucking telling? I'm just telling you now.
Unbelievable. Oh, is that it?
Hey, this is my first night on the radio. What am I going to do? I'm going to get laid for 27 minutes first. Well, good timing. You could have done it 27 minutes prior to the show. Steve, we appreciate that you're out there getting it on, okay? You're getting... Come on, that's all really great, but you should have done it before the show, not during the show.
Unbelievable, buddy.
By the way, I read your list of names out there and got, you know, suitably assaulted in the chat room.
And by us.
And by these two lovely ladies who have been joining me this far.
I'm so embarrassed right now.
You should be. I said you better be in a full body cast like Tom Brady.
Wow. Isn't this a great debut?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
it's memorable.
Said,
yeah.
Better late for the party than not at all.
Well, hey.
I would say that in the several years I've been doing this, there have been a couple of shows that I've been late to. But let me say that not my debut. But in all fairness, let me say I was totally drunk and passed out on the couch. Okay, I own that. It was a
team. Yeah.
You were, huh?
Not tonight.
And everybody in Radio Land was like, Where is he? Okay? We were all worried.
Crazy stuff.
You get to
it. So we're on air right now, right?
I got a day.
I had to play it. No, I was forced to play it. I wasn't going to play that. I really wasn't, because you had informed me that you thought that was gay or something. And I just said, okay, fine, I won't play that. You know, Bay City Rollers, I thought that was right up your alley. Yeah. But instead, I put together an entire opening for you, but you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
You were
asleep.
Yeah, dude.
It was the Muppets. He played
Muppets. The Muppets?
He played the Muppets for him.
Yeah, that's right. That's what the opening is.
are we on
it's
air?
It's terrible being green.
Are we on air?
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? The rest of us started the fucking show when you weren't here, dude. I'm just going to tell you now. You know,
okay, so here's the deal. I want to say, I'm going to go ahead and drop out now that Steve's here, but I wanted to wish y'all good luck, and thank you for letting me get to be part of this unforgettable baby.
How could you ever forget this evening?
Exactly.
I know.
And is Sarah coming on?
Is what?
Is Sarah coming
Sarah,
on?
Yes, Sarah.
Yes.
I'm going to call Sarah now, as a matter of fact.
Cool.
But I'm going to call her during the break.
I'm going to be getting off in about 2 seconds as well.
Yeah.
You really shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say that on this show. I'm just saying.
I was going to say, ooh, yeah.
Hello.
Hello. So.
By the way, just a shout out, I really hope Jody's mom's listening right now.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Jody's mom.
Hi, Mom.
Because I heard that the like, you know, fire alarm and stuff went off in their house while Jody's mom was toking it up on a little of the weed there while she was in Colorado today.
Oh, geez.
Oh, yeah.
Her mom's cool.
You know, she's never going to listen. She's never going to do a show again.
She's
Jody's
probably
like, that's
still
headache,
in
Amy.
Charge.
I just embarrassed my mom on national almost radio.
All right, guys. Y'all have fun. I'm looking forward to hearing
night.
The second half of the show.
All right.
Take care. Have a great
bye
night.
Bye-bye,
Laura. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Oh, what do I get? She's like, bye, hon. Oh, bye, hon.
All right, let's jump into this. What are we talking about here, folks?
Well, we have to take a break now so that I can bring Sarah in so that we
can
talk about
Smoochie Poo.
Smoochie Poo.
Oh, my God.
America.
I will never, ever live this down.
Nope.
No,
probably
not.
Embarrassing day of my life right now.
Really?
But you know
but
what? It's
not what
be
your
a
wife
memorable
said. But...
start. Memorable start.
Yeah.
One that people will never forget.
All right.
Yeah.
So here's what we're gonna do, folks. We're gonna take a break, and Di is gonna ditch us. Yeah, but
yep.
I do appreciate her coming on and, you know, helping out at the helm. For the first 30 minutes, and when we come back, Sarah's going to join us, and we're going to talk about RFRA and what the gays think of, you know, Memories Pizza and that sort of thing. At any rate, we will be back in just a couple minutes, folks.
Have a great night.
Yeah.
not be back on air. And I don't think Hammy is back.
And isn't this a turn of events? Where's Hammy now?
I know.
Hammy, where are you?
He's on the phone.
No, he better call into his own show.
No, I mean, he probably got locked out. Now we can turn the tables on Hammy.
All right, so Hammy. Can you hear us, Hammy? Are you listening? What is the pet name that you call your own genitalia, Hammy? Would it be Mr. Fluffy?
Oh, boy. There's something people don't need to know.
Well, hello, folks.
I'm sorry. I thought that's what this show is supposed to be about.
Mr. Fluffy.
Too much information.
I'm
you didn't think I'd do a show that was a little vanilla, did you?
And he's back, by the way.
I am.
Oh,
I just got back in. We have... Actually, Skype totally crashed on me while I was trying to call Sarah. I think she's now going to actually try and Skype us because apparently of my failures. So we'll stand by and have her in here in just a second. Anyways, hope you guys were able to kind of hold the show down while I was out doing stupid stuff.
Did.
Yeah, I'm sure. As I think everyone is aware, we're trying to break absolutely everything we can on BTR in the next few weeks because we're not going to be on BTR anymore. So if there's any possibility of any failures that we can blame on BTR, we will experience them in the next 4 weeks. I was supposed to do a show last night with Di and Jody, and they both blew me off.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently,
why would they
I'm just
do
not
that?
Well,
they're supposed to be your girls.
No, not my girls. They know they do a show on our station and put up with me.
Oh, is that what it is?
He's boss man. Don't let him lie.
Yeah, well, hey, that's your pick for him.
But you guys didn't do a test show with me last night.
Oh, Jody and I?
No, Little Miss Muffet and her frickin' spider. Oh, yes, you and Jody.
Mr. Fluffy.
I can't believe after all Hammy's done for you two girls that you girls wouldn't help him out a little.
Hey, you know, he's supposed to buy his computers and he hasn't come out yet, so.
Oh, come on. No, I have offered. No one yet has taken me up on that. I have said I will buy you guys computers and microphones and stuff, and you guys haven't shown up on my doorstep yet and said, please, Mr. Hamilton, hero of the free world, can we have our computers and microphones?
Well, I guess after tonight, I'm not getting a friggin' computer. I'm lucky.
Well, okay, wait a minute. Let's just lay something down here, right here and now. I don't go.
Door.
Oh, everybody that has a show on you know, our station gets a free, you know, computer. Speaking of which, good evening, Sarah. How are you?
Hey. I think I'm finally here.
Sure.
Hey,
well,
how
I'm
going to
say hello and goodbye, and have you guys have a great night. Okay.
You're not going anywhere. You're
going to
suffer
through this
with me.
Thanks, Di. Thanks for saving the day while Steve Nothost didn't show up.
Yep. Thank you. I'll talk to you guys later.
You're the best, Di.
I did listen to the first half of the show.
That had to be entertaining.
For me, because apparently I wasn't here. So.
Well, let me just say, I've been described as like the gays all night here, but that's fine. Let me just say that you all need Jesus. That first half was disturbing, some of the terms for lady parts that you all were using. That it was amusing, but it was quite disturbing at times.
This is
most of those
so
I've never
surreal.
Heard.
I'm going to have to go back and listen to my own show. Isn't that the greatest?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you're gonna have to revise that list of female terms for lady parts, because I don't think I've ever heard any girl use any of those terms before.
I haven't heard half of those.
Yeah,
I'll be very honest with you. I've never heard half of those. Apparently, those are on a website. Those are on a web page, and they are apparently that is a dictionary of lady part names.
Yeah, and the whole purpose of me printing that out
very
was because
special
it had
type
a
of dictionary
huge,
you've got there.
It had a huge beaver on the front.
You need Jesus, thank you.
And everybody knows Hammy owns beavers.
One beaver. I'm a one beaver guy.
You're a one beaver guy.
Now, wait a minute. I got to set the stage because Sarah, Sarah knows me from a long time ago, but she hasn't been around in a while.
I will say something.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm from Tennessee, and I'm really glad that the lady from Texas clarified something for me, because I really was not sure when you should use cooch and when you should use cooter. So I'm glad to know that the difference is dependent upon whether your home has wheels or not. I was pretty confused about that for a lifetime.
Yeah, or if you have like
a cooch is more on cinder blocks, but it's cooter if you have a set of rims.
Right. They can both be on cinder blocks, but one if you can ever pull those and actually move your home someplace. No, I was going to say, or West Virginia, if you happen to have your entire house powered on the, you know, like natural gas well that's in your backyard that you don't own. I don't know if you guys have ever been out there. I went out there a few years ago. I'm amazed. Everybody there, so they all have like these natural gas wells in their yard. They don't own the mineral rights to them, right? So they all have these, because they sold those years and years and years ago in order to buy, you know, something for the still. And they've got these natural gas wells in your yard. And what the way that works is they don't have rights to sell that gas. The company that puts the well in or has the mineral rights can take the gas out of there. But they do have rights to use it, and use it for freaking everything. They have, like, these generators that power their trailer, and they have, you know, these big, giant brick barbecues they built out, freaking natural gas line coming to it straight out of the ground.
Jeez.
That's one way. Yeah.
Yeah, no smoke near them.
Yeah. And
yeah, for real. That's terrifying.
Could you imagine you're walking along, chuck your cigarette, and boom, everything blows
up. Pretty sure the entire state of West Virginia would blow up. No, Sarah, so I knew you, you know, a couple of years ago. You disappeared off Twitter. I believe it was something that I probably said that offended you 2 years ago. So I apologize for that. No idea what it was. I hope it was worth it.
Might be better to phone in.
Yeah, and full disclosure, Hammy told me yesterday, hey, I have this hot lesbian friend that I want to bring on the show. I said, you had me at lesbian. And then I saw your picture, and you're a redhead. You're like a twofer for me. You're like my dream. You're a redhead lesbian. That's my dream.
I probably should warn you, you know, like, you know, Bona's going to try and convert you while we're on the show. Sorry.
Sorry, that won't
happen. It's been known to happen. I just want to tell you. It's been known to happen.
I do want to discuss this, sort of the serious side of this with you. And I think this is important because – this is what I you talk about is the fact that it's not all angry gays. That we have the RFRA thing that passed, and then apparently, you know, they decided, you know, somebody went down and interviewed this poor pizza place, right? And they said, well, they don't do, you know, gay weddings, but they'd happily serve gays or people of other religions. I never quite got that line, by the way. I always thought that was funny. We'll serve gays or anyone of another religion.
That is weird. I think there are multiple issues.
I didn't know that.
I don't worship at the house of gay, but I've used the word gay more times today than I have probably in like all 30 plus years of my life so far combined. It's just like it's a part of who I am. It is not who I am entirely. So it's kind of funny to be talking from this perspective of my life first and foremost, because it's not like a hidden part of me, but it's right. Not something that I play up, so to speak. I mean, I have a long-term committed monogamous partner. I mean, it is what it is, and it's not something that's like flashy, super out
right.
there. You know, I'm here, I'm queer kind of thing, but I think there are so many issues with this particular situation. First, you have the overall entrapment of the reporter entrapping the business owner in the first place with this kind of like hypothetical inflammatory kind of question, and then the overall reaction to it is, you know, it's very dangerous thought police kind of thing. And of all people, in my opinion, you know, gay people have been oppressed before, and we're just now getting to a point in recent years where a lot of people are able to feel like they can live openly and not feel in danger. There are particularly, I think, a lot of gay men who feel like they are in danger. And so
I think we're losing her a little bit there.
Are you there? Yeah.
Did you lose me here?
Leave,
yeah, we got you back. We got you back. There you are.
Well, that was saying just radio.
I think
small,
a lot
right?
of it is just from ignorance, and I think a lot of it comes from our so-called straight allies who mm-hmm. kind of pick up the banner and feel like they want to talk on behalf of us. And I just think that's really just kind of sad because overall, you know, a lot of the gay people I know are not pushy, tell you how to live your life,
mm-hmm.
tell you what to think kind of people. And so I think it just damages everybody that's kind of pushing for more equality, more liberty. In my viewpoint, it's for more personal liberty that we're looking for. Mm-hmm. It does more harm than good.
I think
overall,
there's
what you're saying. Could you envision the fact that like liberal gays have a different viewpoint on? It's almost as though they see themselves as victims, where you've embraced the fact that you're a survivor. And you're not going to allow this to get you down. So you don't see yourself as a victim.
I don't see myself as a victim or a survivor because I don't feel like I've ever been victimized and I don't feel like I've survived any incident.
You just
incident.
Don't let it affect you. You don't wear your gayness on your sleeve where that's the first thing that people have to see about you.
That I know either. But I know that there are some people who have been. What makes people, and I'm talking about this.
You're breaking up
kind of
bad
there.
There. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Go ahead and try again.
I said, I think what happens is you have our so-called straight allies who want to pick up the banner and speak for us. Mm. And that's really what pushes it, because I think a lot of it's fueled by ignorance. People are not sitting down and reading the law. They're not sitting down and reading the story, the context of what your memories, pizza lady, whatever her name is, said. It's just somebody posts this and it's, oh my gosh, they hate gay people. Repost, share, reblog, retweet, da-da-da-da-da, and that snowball gets rolling without people even checking out the
and
full
situation.
And
before you know it, the narrative's out there that everybody hates gay people and that's just what they want to push.
Right, right.
Which is annoying. I mean, it's absurd, it's a lie, and it's annoying.
It is.
Because
and
personally, like,
what's
someone like
double
myself,
annoying for people like me who sure. are not liberal, it is when I'm sometimes kind of caught in the middle, because I agree with a lot of the conservative and libertarian viewpoints about this situation, but at the same time, I'll be scrolling through a tweet, like a timeline, you know, kind of on the topic, and here's some hateful person. I don't even want to call him conservative or whatever, but somebody who's supposedly on the same side of the issue that I would be on, referring to gay people as fags and lesbos and perverts and this and that. So it's really hard to mesh because mm-hmm. you have two sides of an issue, but you've got people who are. It's just very complicated. There's no real black and white to it.
Well, it's simply because you're a unicorn. If you really think about it, you're a unicorn in the sense.
But
of
I'm
term.
Not. But I know that I'm not because I know there are so many other. I mean, I've seen them on Twitter. You can look up a hashtag HomoCon. Like they're out there. Log Cabin Republicans. They have been out there for a long time.
Well,
and
let me ask you something about them, because you have okay, Go Proud is out there a little bit more now. Republicans kind of, they went a little bit more to the liberal side. They actually almost sort of dropped GOP to a certain extent. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, there you are.
All of us are breaking in now. Who knows? Log cabin Republicans kind of, they've almost backed off now. And aren't really nearly as involved any longer. Go Proud is out there. They show up at some events, and they're a little bit more involved right this minute. But let me ask you something, and I think it's a fair question, and how maybe you as a conservative gay person would look at this. We've kind of moved from this sort of acknowledge and accept stage to now there's almost approval required and accommodation required beyond approval even. Is there a point at which we go, okay, hey, we're all here, and that's fine. We've gone far enough with it. Is there a point at which there's an acceptance from kind of the gay community that everybody's not going to go, absolutely, I approve, absolutely, accommodating. Where do we cross over kind of the rights line there? Maybe.
Did we lose Sarah?
Maybe. I think so.
Oh. We lost Sarah.
Yeah. I was wondering if I wasn't getting any response at all.
It's like I always say, Henry, I don't care what the hell you do in your bedroom. I'm not in there.
Well, I think, again, I think
outside of being in your bedroom.
What I was partially what I was saying in that point was, though, that we kind of have these four phases, and it's, you know, it's acknowledgement, it's acceptance, it's, you know, it's approval and accommodation. And we've gone from acknowledgement and acceptance. That's where we are today. And now it has to be, see, when it comes to any other point in life, that's pretty much where it stops, right? Acknowledgement and acceptance. I acknowledge that you exist. I accept that you're going to be this way and you're part of society and whatever else. We're forced into an approval stage, right? For some reason or another, now, here, there's the question, is the line being stepped over at which we're now in the, so this is an approval stage. Sarah, is that you?
Yes, it's me. Sorry.
Hey,
let's
thanks
try
for
the
calling.
Oh,
of this.
Yeah. Sarah, great.
So, okay. Yeah, Sarah. So, what I was saying was, you know, we have those sort of four levels of things. Sort of, you know, acknowledgement and acceptance. Okay, great, wonderful, fantastic. That's where we are, and then we're slowly moving into that. You know, what you know, the rest of us feel like. I guess what you know, sort of conservatives and such feel is this a question of being told we now have to not only, you know, acknowledge and accept, but we have to approve, and then beyond approval, have to accommodate. And is there a point there from, as a conservative gay person, where you say, we've reached a point where there's acknowledgement and acceptance, and okay, we all live happily ever after together.
I'm sure that there are plenty of people who want that approval. Me, I personally could not give a shit list. I seriously could not care. Who cares who approves, who does not? But I it's that kind of standpoint of the libertarian viewpoint. It's like, it's not hurting you, you know, so I don't know why you would bother to have an opinion at all. I just don't see the relevance in having the approval of other people. Just like I'm of the opinion that if the pizza place doesn't want to cater a hypothetical gay wedding, they shouldn't have to. It's fairly cut and dry, and I think that more than this being an actual issue, it's just an opportunity for leftists to exploit the emotions of, you know, those kind of middle-of-the-road moderate voters and slap a narrative and say, you know, conservatives, people on the right, Republicans, et cetera, hate gay people. Don't vote for them.
Let me ask you something. I mean, I think this is kind of the most blatant question I can ask you. Do you catch a lot of shit from liberal gays?
No.
Mm-mm. No?
No. And honestly, I find that liberal gays are not engaged. They don't pay attention. They don't read, you know what I mean? They're not focused on issues. They really aren't. And I don't want to say that it's true of everybody, just of people I know. And I have plenty of friends who would self-identify as being liberal. But when I start to talk to them, we start talking about the nuts and bolts of basically the tenets of liberty, you know. I'm like, you're actually really not a Democrat. You know that, right? And it's ignorance that leads people to liberalism, leftism, collectivism.
Right.
Now, Sarah, let's cut to the chase. The big elephant in the room, I've always told everybody, is that there is a double standard. Men will accept lesbianism easily.
Yeah, I think
all you have to do is go search any porn site and see that lesbianism is accepted. It's a double standard. Do you feel
absolutely there is, and it's because you don't want to catch the gay. You know what I mean? I refer to it like it's a disease, but like it's kind of like it's the cutie kind of joke.
Wait a minute. Yeah, guys accept lesbianism if we're thinking it's
absolutely
hot chicks, and we won't catch the gay from that.
Yeah,
is that what
I
you're
can
saying?
Tell you, I can just tell you from the real world that like, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, and if they're listening, they would get pissed as fuck, but I don't care. Like, most lesbians are not hot. They are not. Like, they just are not.
Oh, why do you think we had you on the show?
I'm
say you're the hottest lesbian he knows, so he was right.
That's funny.
It's something that in our society, absolutely, lesbianism is accepted.
It is.
It's
a lot
promoted,
more.
It's
a lot more.
Advertised, and it's sold.
Until people see it real life in the flesh, and then you get these kind of like double takes. Like, what am I saying here?
It's great as a fantasy, but when reality sets in, you think there's a whole different play on that.
I don't think that they're necessarily like being negative or anything towards it. It's just it's that kind of, what did I just see? Let me do a double take here. You know what I mean? That kind of.
Okay, let's be honest.
So,
let's be honest here.
Okay,
you
hold
just
on. I have a train of thought here.
The whole porn thing. Hold on a second. Let's put it where it is. I'll throw it out there. Okay. There's a huge difference between the porn thing. There's a huge difference between, as Sarah just stated, yes, let's be very honest here. There's a lot of the gay women are not exactly the best looking things on the face of the earth. And then you get out there too. Like I've been out there to San Francisco for the gay pride. Well, I wasn't there for the gay pride parade. I've been out there during
the
gay pride
parade. Were you walking in it?
And yeah, I sure was. There I was. And
that is a party and a half. I will tell you that right now.
It was interesting. But I got to tell you, so I come out of my hotel that morning. I didn't even know the damn thing was okay. That's how clueless I am. I come out of my hotel that morning, and there's all these, you know, Harley Davidsons lined up, and there's all these ladies. I
the
use
dykes
that word.
On bikes. That's the Saturday before.
On bikes, absolutely. These were some heavy set gals too, and they jump on these things, and they're getting ready to go. And the last thing they do is they all rip off their shirts, and I went get naked in there. I was like, that's it. I never want to see a woman again as long as I live. But there's no question about this. But that's the dichotomy, right? That's the dichotomy. There's the bonus ed, there's the porn side of things, and then there's dykes on bikes.
Yeah, I mean, and that's true. And I don't want to say that they are not deserving of respect and love, and they should be able to have their relationships and be happy in my viewpoint. But, yeah, I mean, I can see why people don't want that rubbed in their faces, for sure.
It was scary.
Hey, Sarah, here's a question I always try to pose to myself, like, because I'm trying to understand this whole thing. I'm trying to be open-minded and everything, you know, but I do have a double standard. When I see, like, say, a gay couple, okay, and mm-hmm. I see one's more, okay, say a gay male couple, one's mm-hmm. more effeminate, one's more masculine, do you think that in society, it's not a matter of gayness, perhaps. Sometimes it's that people are misgendered when they're born. So, say you have like a, and I'm going to say this term not to be derogatory, a butchy, bull dyke looking lesbian, okay?
Yeah.
And you have a pretty lipstick lesbian together as a couple.
Right.
Now, one traditionally looks like they're a male. One traditionally looks like you're female. Do you think that it's more of a gender issue with some
people?
I think that exists. I do. I think that is, I think that's kind of like also a stereotypical viewpoint. I would just knowing more people in the gay community than you do, and I don't mean that offensively. I'm sure I know more gay people than you do. I know that.
By the way, folks, I'd like to make a statement here. I am fairly sure Sarah knows more gay people than I do. Okay, go ahead, Sarah.
I would hope that I do. I would say there are far more couples that do not have a masculine-feminine pairing.
Okay, so you think that's something that's a narrative that's been thrust out there as a stereotypical thing?
I think that's like what's convenient on TV. Like, I think that's the easiest way to, like, make a TV or movie couple, make it obvious that they are gay by having one, you know, be more feminine than the other, because people in storytelling are used to that kind of, like, male-female kind of role. So surely all couples must work like that, but there are butch couples. There are femme couples. My partner and I, we both consider ourselves kind of in the middle. We're definitely not butch, but we're not like high heels and lipstick either. So we call ourselves, we don't call ourselves
you're
anything.
You're like hot tomboy. Oh, wait, hold on. The fantasy's playing in my mind.
No, I wouldn't say tomboy either. But I mean, just kind of like regular, plain old jeans and t-shirts, you know, kind of feminine girls. We're just girls, you know. I think that there are people who are misgendered, who feel like they don't fit in the body that they have, and that their identity and what feels natural and comfortable to them does not fit the external appearance.
So you think that's something that we as society have put out there, like whether it's through TV, movie, radio, whatever, we've put that out there as the composite of what gayness.
I don't know that it's intentional or if it's just natural. That's just naturally because I mean, families have a mom and a dad, right? You know.
What I am hearing from all this is that apparently society's way of envisioning
is
not how it really is, and that gay porn is actually closer to the truth.
No.
Yes, I knew it.
Say that it does not work that way.
All these years I've been doing research on gayness. I didn't realize it.
I will say that sometimes I'm watching that shit going, that is not working. You're a liar. Why is she learning that much?
So much
bullshit.
Porn, I could probably consider myself a PhD in it.
We'll add you as a straight ally.
All right. Well, hey, listen, we've actually gone way over our time, as a matter of fact, but there was no way I was cutting this conversation off. Sarah.
You're just scratching the surface, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have to have you back on sometime. Here's the deal. So we're doing, you know, this is a Saturday night show because we don't really give a fuck, right? So it's we can say anything we want on this show. We'll have to have you back on sometime. I'm glad you're back on Twitter, by the way. I've missed you.
Oh, thank you.
I cried a little when you left, and I was very sorry. And you came back, and I was very happy you followed me, so thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. I just needed to take a hiatus while I was doing some stuff for work, and I just needed a personal timeout, and I took a sabbatical from computer time.
Oh, wow. Well,
Sarah, thanks for following me, because now I know I at least have one gay follower.
Wow. There you go.
Your token
follower. I knew I could get it.
There's your leg, bro. That's
right,
the word.
Yeah, absolutely. There you go. We'll be the fag hags, right? So you should actually have the, like, you know, everybody else has their who they're following us, you know, whatever, and you can have the gay bros, you know, tag
gay
over
bros.
There.
I've actually named myself the gay pizza czar. So if anybody out there owns a pizza place and you want to know if your pizza is gay approved, just go ahead and send me one, and I'll try it out and...
I do have a question for you. Is there any way, come hell or high water, any gay person's ever having pizza at their wedding?
No, absolutely not. I'm just going to go ahead and say that was a ridiculous question from a stupid TV reporter. A gay person would never do that, please. We are so much more fashionable than that.
That was the first thing I barely got through the first paragraph. So I was like, this is real in the first place, you know?
That's how everybody should know it's a setup, because please, what self-respecting gay person would have pizza at their wedding? Let's get real here.
Certainly. All right. Okay, well, we got to take off, which means we're going to have to do a show next week, and we're going to have to pick up on this whole hey, I'll ask you real quick. Did you see the article? There was an article that was out there. We're going to talk about it next week, and maybe we'll ask her if she wants to come on and defend her self-righteous BS about the 12 reasons that, you know, guys aren't getting laid by, you know, libertarian ladies.
Oh, really? Did she find them all and ask them all?
Yeah, well, apparently...
Manny, I just want to tell you, I'm reading through that article, and I'm, like, dumbfounded, and my penis looks up at me, and my penis says, don't you even think about trying to go after a girl like this.
Oh, man. I mean, this is the Princess Diaries, right? Why you're not getting, you know, into the promised land, I'm way too fucking good for you. That's what I read into that entire article. So now I should probably ask her to come on next week, and we'll talk about it. We're way past our time tonight. Sarah, where can folks find you, if you don't mind saying it, on Twitter?
The Right Sarah.
Okay. And I promise, even though she did call in tonight, that I won't be giving anyone her phone number or writing it on bathroom walls.
I appreciate that.
Well, and Steve.
As with my girlfriend, she can be pretty mean sometimes, so she might beat you up.
I bet you, like, whoop my ass. Hey, Steve, where can folks find you on Twitter?
You're going to go to S4INTANG3R.
It's Saint Anger, or finding a Bona Fortuna. I'm Steve as well, Steve Hamilton, E2 Pilot. You can find me on Twitter or Facebook, Stephen Hamilton. Follow us at AltCon Radio on Twitter, AltCon Radio on Facebook. Our next show, we're actually taking a little bit of a break for the rest of the weekend. We'll be back with the Red Line next week on Wednesday night with Jody and Di. Thanks a lot for joining us tonight, folks, and we will talk to you later.
Good night.
Welcome to San Quentin. We're all excited you're here, Stephanie and Mason Light.
You did it.
One thing I do have to tell you before you answer, they have a no hostage policy. In the unlikely event that you are taken hostage, the state will not negotiate the release in exchange for the release of an inmate. Agree with that?
Every saint has a past. Every sinner has a future. This is Saints and Sinners with Stephen St. Anger and Steve Hamilton on AltCon Radio.